President, how can I do?
Mr. President, how are you?
Oh, it's really good day, how you doing, are you right?
Well, I'm trying.
Right.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Sorry to keep waiting.
I think your pressure is, must have been controlled or not at all.
Well, I certainly, well, on the, needless to say, one of them are, concentrating on the usual.
Residents, right.
to the often interchange between the various specialty groups in this country and those over there. Of course, I'm already working, as you probably know, my letter to bring some group over to for the American Blood Meeting and the RMA. We want to go on that. And of course, secondly, we talked about the idea of hospitals, of a network of smaller hospitals, and make more of a chain of hospitals in some of our rural areas to bring the rural picture better, because they have the same problem there, for instance, we have here as far as our doctor in the rural area.
One thing, of course, that's terribly important with regard to Russians is their, and it's in all fields, is their sense of basically inferiority. You must constantly build them up, that we've got to learn from them and they can learn from us. The other thing I would emphasize is this, while it's far further ahead in the future, always at the Chinese thing. Now, you know, among the ablest people in the world, from a genetic standpoint, are the Asians. If you were to rate them, the Japanese and the Chinese, would probably rate them above the Caucasians. But be that as it may, apart from this acupuncture business and so forth, there are many brilliant Chinese doctors. And when I talked to Joe and I, other Chinese leaders, it was fascinating how interested they were in what we were doing in cancer and other things. Now, we have just started there. It started an interchange. But I think you should point out that it's that one of the most hopeful things in the field of foreign policy is that we've broken down this barrier. Well, we will still have political differences.
Okay.
I have no use for communism and never will, and they have no use for our system and never will. But that we are going to, that one of the ways we can't cooperate is on the disease thing. And this is the field of tremendous opportunity. I think the Chinese do not know that.
Crowd is the devil.
and I imagine, and of course, they have doctors running out of them, and everybody wants to be a doctor, don't they?
So.
Do you have opportunities to sort of praise them, work with them?
I was down there last year, January, a year ago, and I went down to Nairobi and all, and of course, it's
very, it's an actor.
An actor, right. Very, very poor. I mean, you say, they do the best they can, but and they've got there's just, there's like we were 60 years ago. I mean,
or worse.
So far to go, and the ignorance.
Now about Latin America too.
Latin America, I haven't gone into it too much. I'm only going there. I'm signing a big paper. So
I think that you ought to, if you can, you and your colleagues should do that. The Latins are so sensitive about, you know, they're very close and all that to us, and kind of a little attention goes a long way.
Well, I'm sincere.
They probably need one.
I made up my mind that I am dedicating myself for the few years I have left to improve the health as much as I can be able to do that. And I'm a fighter when it comes to this type of thing.
Good.
So I don't know how it will come out. I'd even like to do the Chinese situation on this thing, you know, a while ago. I'm going to be in a voice speak on December the 12th for the electronic group. I'll be part of the way around. I would love to go to China for about 10 or 12 days. Visit with them, see what they have to offer. And let's say I'm going to the Chicana group. So how many are you working at? And when I have something to report, why, of course, I keep reporting along with Sherry, but I'll see it.
Sure. Well, it's a fine work. It's one that will serve your AMA.
You know, I have an idea too. I have an idea too on this question of getting Dr. Ramirez, which I was talking about, which I think has merit, which I, through the press of Richmond and West Milwaukee and Denver recently, and I had no adverse reaction. So I think it's an American way, and that's one way to do it. So I, by your permission, I'd like to work with whoever you designate here, and Jim suggested he might be the one to see.
Well, I'm
talking about sort of plan the total interchange, particularly of our residents. This is a little difficult to do with the medical school, but I think we can start the ball rolling.
Absolutely. Look, I think that any things you have in this area would be welcome, because you've got to face it. I speak as a lawyer. That's what the doctor told us. And we all fight for an establishment.
Sure.
We don't want to change the way things are. We don't want to do things in a different way because it may in some way endanger our way of doing things. But that is not the way to go at it. I don't mean you tear up the pea patterns, but you revolutionize something. In other words, some screwball scheme or like this $60 billion. But on the other hand, you must not just stand on the status quo and say, this is the best.
Oh, no.
It is the best. Ours is the best, but we must not just stand there.
You know, I really think, seriously, that we have, because I know we have an excellent system in this country, great health. We have sort of the finest quality in the world.
Quality of the world. That's why everybody comes here for that operation. They can afford it.
That's right.
Even from England.
But I think there are two or three areas which I do believe that we must change. This is number one, catastrophic coverage, because it can break any family. I'm thinking about your hemophiliacs, your severe burns, your strokes, and all this stuff.
Takes years.
And then I think too that our distribution, which I think can be worked out. I think this is very, very important. But I think if we think the catastrophic problem and the distribution of physicians, I think we've got by far, we'd be so far ahead of everyone else coming to where we're being, I'm speaking.
On the catastrophic rates, different forms of insurance.
Well, you see, the way I feel about this, of course, again, I'm a urologist, and I'm thinking about it from a doctor's point of view. Now, anything we do is going to be abused, no care what we do. But I have a feeling this, and the insurance man says, not insurable, I don't accept this, that actually, I think we could list 25 conditions in this country. Well, I'm talking about hemophiliac, strokes, heart surgery, so, and list them.
Spell them out.
Spell them out. Then you would not have this abuse. No,
also, spell out that. Spell out the time.
Spell out the time.
So that you don't fear it. Because otherwise, you can have some people, you know, some people are heart patients from the day they're born.
That's right, sure.
So you want to keep them away.
But it's got to be spelled out. I was having a dinner about a few nights long ago with one of the top ACW officials, and he was talking about a burn case which cost $33,000. And I'm trying to save the man's life. I said, it's terrible. But
what the man's life's worth. I mean, let's face it, let's look at it like this. We have to figure out what's worth. That's what I'm saying. This is not fun.
We'd be very interested. I'd be very interested in what you have to offer on this.
Well, I mean,
I'm really offering suggestions.
Well, I'm going
to. We shouldn't blind ourselves to the problem.
No, I have a problem, of course, and I actually, some of my thoughts never even been cleared to the American Medical Association. These are my ideas.
Don't do it.
And you'll never get it cleared. So I just go along and, you know, so I start, as I say tonight, somebody says it's a team job. Yes, it is, and I pick up a fumble. I'm going to run with a goal. I want some blocking, but I don't want to wait to get some structure.
Yeah,
I do it.
We have a little experience from that. This person occurred in age. This disease is not. The only known therapy was bed rest. My older brother, who had tuberculosis, contracted it when he was 17, and died when he was 22. For 5 years, my parents, they earned enough, but they borrowed, they sold properties, did everything. They put him in hospitals. They took him to Arizona for two years. He stayed in a very expensive hospital and finally died. But I know what it did to that family. It was just because my father and mother were rather proud people. They wouldn't live in the public health and they want to pay it all themselves. But I think the rest of their lives they owed money.
My first wife died with tuberculosis. She was sent for 2 years and I was in medical school. And I had no money because we were absolutely
happy. I remember that's what they did then. They put him in his name, you know.
And he just lay
here. Lay there with bed rest,
right?
I remember my brother had, the only thing new they had then was pneumothorax, you know. They had a collapsed lung. It didn't work.
When I think of when I was in medical school, that 40% of the people had pneumonia die, and I think of that. Fortunately, the people.
No, they don't.
No, had car bubbles on their neck died. I mean, what's this change? I mean, the thing.
What is a car bubble?
It's actually it's an acute infection under these deep fascias here. So it's different from a boil. A boil is above the fascia, so it's going to point out. But a carbuncle just spread.
So what do you do with it now?
You just slice it off. Oh, it's only slice it, but the drug is the antibiotics is what's done. I mean, after all of our staff and stuff, and then
the one thing I am concerned about, like a darn doctor, my father was in the middle of the age of 70. But he had a terrible. I guess you'd call it gout, but gout is a total abstainer. But the point is that I told this Russian, he mentioned all of this, are you doing an arthritis? He said, yeah. I said, well, why don't you add that to yours? That seems to be one where you don't have anything to do.
Yeah, nothing at all.
You have
aspirin.
Except aspirin.
That's a fact.
They have a foundation. But you know, I've been to visit a lot of old folks' homes. You know, and it's so tragic for them to feel just sitting there waiting to die. But to see them all,
it's horrible. Now, of course, we do have first of those severe cases, very late cases.
Yeah, but what does it do?
I don't know. It's pitiful. Of course, I had.
How much of the research is done in this field?
A fair amount of it. But very little result. But you know, it reminded me of cancer. You know, I go on the floor in a cancer ward, and of course, I have many people with cancer in my field of urology. I feel so helpless.
Yeah.
And I have made a state time and time again. How far have we gone? I mean, we've tried millions upon millions of dollars and hours of this kind, and yet, you know, we haven't gone very far. You get it right. We've got to find a call.
We're really pouring in the door.
We've got to find a call.
And arthritis, that there, bet you there's something there. Of course, you have, it comes, it's a strange kind of a deal, because it can come and go, too.
Oh, yes.
People can get it. You get fingers.
Exactly.
It all let it go away.
Of course, you know, there are two different types of arthritis.
Crippled.
One is a crippling kind, the so-called atrophic, in which you just cripple up, and the hypertrophic, which is usually just the age situation. And this kind, of course, I've got it. I expect you have some. We all have it after about 4 years of age. And, of course, the best treatment is just moving.
You got when you get your fingers and so forth.
That's right.
Be back. And don't worry about it.
No, I don't.
Don't worry about it. It gets worse.
I'd say if I'm worried about my life, I quit many years ago. Well, I'd say
you're showing up.
And I shall, if he feels born, if I learn anything, I'll work with him.
And if you let me good.
Good ideas, we have.
Well, I'm gonna talk to him.
I won't pay you.
Well, I
want you to.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
I'll talk to you about it.
Fine, yeah, he'll pass on the